Hey guys, this is Brianna from Res Life. Not all of us like to go to school. Some people are very passionate about learning and find a thrill in problem solving. Others of us struggle and feel as though we are fighting off distractions every moment we sit in class. I enjoyed many of my classes, but in a few, it was a battle to walk in the door. This was how my math class was. I would walk in the door, and from the moment I sat in my seat, my eyes would begin to wander up towards the clock, checking the time every few seconds. Until I found out that if I did not do well in this class, then my scholarship for college would be in jeopardy. All of a sudden, I was in a danger zone. I went from having confidence and security in my future to not knowing if I was going to see it play out the way I envisioned and planned. I was all at once unstable, quite shaken actually, and looking for something to drive me forward. What propelled me forward was not the hope of higher education, but was being led by my frantic frenzy of worries and fear. I went to class, I listened and took notes because I was afraid of failure. Walking into class every morning, I was reminded of how I had no idea if I was going to make it or not. I was scared, and that fear was a heavy burden to carry. When I would leave the class, I felt both mentally and physically exhausted. Looking back, I can see that because I was being driven by fear, I was wearing myself down. Fear does not bring life. It does not bring energy or hope to any of us. It takes away from us, making it harder to carry on when the outcome is unknown. Philippians 4, verses 6 through 7 says this, quote, "Don't worry about anything, but in all your prayers, ask God for what you need, always asking him with a thankful heart. And God's peace, which is far beyond human understanding, will keep your heart and mind safe in union with Christ Jesus," end quote. Rather than driving ourselves into the ground with worry and fear, we are asked to trust God and ask for his help when we are feeling insecure. It is by trusting him that we will be guided by his peace. Now peace as life and energy and hope.